Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. This is the Parks Trails Arts and Recreation Advisory Board meeting. We will start. Hello.
I have to unplug all these or we'll record your sounds awesome. In our meeting.
That's right.
Well, we're interested in here.
Yeah. How long do you think you guys will leave?
At least 5 hours.
At least an hour.
Lucky ducks.
You just push the black button
and then pull. But don't let it fall down.
Can you hear us in there right now then?
No, just when we turn on the recording, it picks up these microphones and the microphones up on the council.
What time do you start in there?
6:30.
Okay. Yeah, we'll still be here.
So one time we forgot and you guys were in here talking, and so when she went to do the minutes, all she could hear was you guys and both meetings on top of each other. She couldn't tell.
That's when you find out if you can do two things at once.
You can't.
Okay. So we will start with administrative updates. I want to review, as we are turning the corner for our next year, where everyone thinks that they are with their commitments. So if you remember, I act as chair and then Manuel is chair-elect for this year. That may change some assignments coming up after the election. So, and then what we had talked about, and then I also met with Ryan and Ken and David and Linda earlier, I think it was last week, and we talked about also having a past chair position, somebody who stays on the committee, but that is also a loose position. So if you are thinking at some point that you'd be interested in being chair, you don't have to sign over your soul for 3 years. You contribute as long as you can, and then you can move on. Okay, so... you are at what point in your terms? The terms are 2 years. Are you at the end of a term?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so you would need to be reappointed in January.
It's 2 year terms?
It's 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't count. You might get reassigned. You do count.
I might be reassigned.
Yeah.
I'm just this year.
So you're 1 year. So you're on. Okay.
Same.
1 year.
Okay, and then Brian is same.
Same.
Right?
He's just barely appointed. Mm-hmm.
And then Naomi, I think, is at the end of two.
Yes.
So Naomi would need to... Do you know who appointed Naomi?
Naomi. I had a chart that kept all of them.
It's okay. You know, it doesn't really matter who appointed her. I will double check with her and just verify that she's interested.
Let me see if I have it right
on.
Here while we're looking.
Okay. Okay. That does mean that starting in January, there will also be an additional chair-elect position. Or maybe a chair position. We'll have to see.
The mayor appointed her.
Okay, but I don't think he needs to follow up. I can follow up with her
and
see if she's how she's feeling about staying on. And I will do that. And we will do, this is one thing we talked about our meeting, is having hard action items. So this is my hard action item. Add it to the list of action items. I will follow up with Naomi if she is planning on being reappointed in January. So if either of you are interested or can see yourself interested in serving as chair, ultimately I think that's, the chair and Ryan probably discuss that, or whomever is the council member over the group, right? Is that
So just a brief overview.
Because are you done?
I'm done as chair.
Oh.
It's a one-year commitment?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you...
Well, you can do it again. I've done it for 2 years. But I'm not, I don't want to do it next year. Yeah.
So every 2 years, as how we've done it, is the mayor may reassign what the council member appointments are to. And it makes sense, because say we had some new council members join, maybe that's where you'd be appointed, or maybe I would be moved to somewhere else, or we're not sure how that would shuffle. And so,
Manuel's going to be here no matter what.
Yeah.
So how long have you been on this?
So I've been here for 2 years. And so either I'll be reappointed. So who was on this before was Matt.
Matt Jensen.
And when he was done on the city council, then I was appointed here. And so if I get appointed somewhere else, I'll be somewhere else come January. But you'll always have my voice and support, don't worry. Because I love it. But that's just kind of the assignment. Well, we don't know what's happening.
When do you get those assignments?
Early. Well, the mayor, 2 years ago, called me the day after the election. It was like, hey, how do you feel about this? I'm thinking of playing this for January. So
that's quick.
In November.
Okay.
I think people would know.
Okay.
November.
So by our next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I wanted to update about our... We had, I called it a city staff meeting. I don't know what else to call it. because that's never happened before. But it was Ryan, me, Ken, David, Linda. And we just talked about kind of clarifying a little bit more of the roles of different members of this board. For those of you that are newer here, this is a constantly developing board and the role that they play with the city. So these changes are happening. We're just kind of firming up as we move forward. So one of the things we talked about this meeting was the scope of our Parks and Arts Board assignments. We have in the last 2 years really shifted towards more planning and parks focus. Previous to this, it was a lot more events planning focus. And so we talked about how the city saw that. And some information that I took away from that was that we continue to do our events, and we've got some updates about how to do those. And then when we look at our parks contributions, the way it was described to me by Ken, the city manager, is that we should see it in two different ways. One, that we are providing advice, or advice of being an advisory board on problem solving and maintenance of parks. So if you see something like a hole in Eaglewood, I don't know what that hole is, but something like that. And then we talk with Public Works and say, like, hey, this is something we're seeing that needs it, but it's a maintenance type thing. And then the second level are larger upgrades to parks. Those would be things like pickleball courts, trails around all the parks, which is one of my things that I want. That those would come as more of a planning and looking at making recommendations to the long-term plan of parks in the city, but those kind of roll on two different categories, two different lanes. But we do have a place in both of those lanes. And then we talked about when each of you joined the committee, I gave you a copy of the words that were used in a resolution to create the board. And when I took over as chair, I really used that as my guidelines of this is what I should be doing. And one thing that we talked about at this meeting is that we're not really doing those things, and we're doing more that's not included there. So where, you know, do we clarify that? What do we do with that information? And one thing that was decided is that there will be some discussion about updating and amending that, those words and kind of those, that resolution, so that it better fits what we're doing and what we want to be doing. So that's just something that will be coming up that our next chair or council member representative will probably spearhead and be really involved with that. Okay, the next thing we talked about is moving towards a zero-based budget for our events. So previously, this board has been funded entirely by pretty much a one donor system, which was Big West Oil, and they were donating $10,000 a year, and that was our budget. So we just split the $10,000 up among the different events. Over the years, that amount of money has, I don't think the donation has gone up, but the amount of money that we have in our budget has gone up. So when I check in, I will be told, like, oh, you have $12,000, you have $14,000. I think what's happening with that is there are several times when an event happens and parts of the event are paid for by the city out of some other budget instead of out of our budget, which is fine. That just meant that we would have more money to work with. But when we talked about that, what Ken decided he wanted us to do is a zero-based budget, that we are not going to say any longer that all of our events are only funded by donations from Big West Oil. We will continue to get that donation, and their donation will continue to be used for city events, but each of our events will be using a zero-based budget, meaning that you get to dream as big and bright as you want to for your events, including a budget for choir. I have previously said that there was a budget for choir, and I don't think he ever bought anything.
No. You know? The only thing I heard him say the other night is he bought some kazoos that we were going to use for a Christmas concert.
But I doubt he even submitted the receipts for that. So, like, I'm not sure he's using a budget. But so what? One thing that I want each of us to do for our specific events that we'll talk about at our November meeting, and then for you over the choir, is to dream big about what do you want to do to make these events as big as you want them to be, and also keeping in mind, bigger is not always better. Some events do serve a smaller group, and that's for a reason, and that's okay, but what is the amount of money that you would want to do, like, this really fantastic event? One thing that I talked about at this meeting is that we've got, like, our committee events, which I think go really, really well, and then the city-run events just feel like they're on a whole nother level. And that's because they have access to so many more staff members that are participating and funding, and so Ken was trying to support, like, great, if you want to raise that bar up, let's do it. So moving forward and then thinking about in November, think about your particular events and then dream big and come up with a budget. So it doesn't have to be what it's been previously. And then Ken and probably Ryan will take that to city council budget discussions, and then they will approve that or not approve it or amend it, however they need.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
One thing I really liked is, I think your last statement was so true, where Ken was like, I want the zero-based budget to be a positive thing,
mm-hmm.
and not like a negative. It's not like, well, we want to spend a lot less, so go zero. It was like, well, what really is the purpose of our event? Maybe we're not achieving it and we're limiting ourselves. Because I always think about it where it's like, oh, well, we always spend like $250 on this event, so that's what we'll probably spend again. And it's like, well, what should we spend on an event? That should be the first question. It's like, what do we really need on this event? What makes it good? And then we should do that. And if our new budget's $4,000, that's the right number. And if our new budget's, you know, $40,000, that's the new number. But we should figure out what it is. And one thing Ken brought up was, he's like, hey, at the last event, we had some money, so we did a food truck for everybody, but when everybody showed up, they had $10 to spend in the food truck. It wasn't like, oh, there's a food truck provided and they're gonna buy it. It was like, no, welcome to our event. Go over and get some food.
Mm-hmm.
That was their catering option, right? Instead of just catering food for everybody, they just paid for a food truck to be there and they paid the food truck to cater. So it was kind of a really cool event. I mean, you were there.
Yeah,
like,
I liked it.
It was really cool. Like, it made for a different feel. And we've talked about other events where we're like, hey, maybe we could have, like, one of the events, it was like, maybe we could have, like, a snow cone-shaped ice thing here,
mm-hmm.
but we got to make sure that we have enough people buy it, and we got to have this, and we're
yeah,
like,
mm-hmm.
or we could talk to a place and say, hey, how much ice can you cut for $300,
mm-hmm.
right? And they'd be like, oh, we could cut a lot of ice. And we're like, done.
Yeah.
Cut $300 worth of ice for us, right? And then just bring enough cups that we agree on beforehand. When you run out, you're sold out. And maybe at the Kite Festival, we have shaved ice for everybody, right? And I think the idea wasn't like, let's figure out how to spend a lot of money, but let's figure out how to do the few events that we do
really well.
So well,
mm-hmm.
right?
Not limit ourselves.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because and one thing that we've tried to do is like not expand the number of events
mm-hmm.
we've done, because like I'm already doing so many things with my family and we're like supporting so many things, and like every once in a while we run into like there's two city events in the same weekend. We're like, well, that wasn't smart. We should like, we don't need to have so many events, we need to have really good
yeah.
quality, high quality. So anyhow, those
yeah.
are my thoughts,
and that is something that we will talk about in our November discussion, is are there any events that we do not want to continue. At this point we've really focused and like whittled it down. I think the only one that's maybe on the chopping block is mine. So we can talk about that.
Can I ask a question?
But it shouldn't be.
What's the budget year? Is it
June?
July to June?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, so July 1st to June 30th is like the fiscal year
okay.
of the city.
Okay.
But that won't impact much of our decision making.
Right.
It might impact when we submit receipts, but it shouldn't
right.
impact much
yeah.
else about that. So like Kite Festival will happen before the new budget comes into place, but
yeah.
and we would have probably had the budget approved at that point.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, we will.
And another thing we will talk about in our November meeting is if people are still willing and interested in remaining in charge of the events that they've been in charge of previously, or if we want to move around and be in charge of different events. Okay, so zero-based budget, dream big, and really up kind of, I don't know, service level. That's what Ken says.
Yeah.
And there's one more piece I wanted to say about that. I don't remember what it is. If it comes back, I will say it again. Okay, another thing that we talked about is new board member materials. And I want this group to help create those, and then ultimately, Sally, you would be in charge of those, so that when a new person joins our committee, there is like a set of documentation that Sally would just like copy the binder and you would hand them a binder. I gave you a very, very small amount of information, but it would include like some past meeting minutes, the resolution that words exactly what we do, and then I want to include those one-page event overviews, and that
yeah,
is something else.
I got that. Yeah.
Well, because it doesn't exist yet.
No. I didn't get anything when I
oh, you didn't get the resolution
started.
Or anything?
No,
yeah.
I
see,
didn't.
So this is a problem that we talked about wanting to solve. I might have one.
So
of
yeah,
those,
I fully agree that I got a calendar.
Yeah. So,
we'll solve that.
So at our November meeting, one thing that I am going to do, and I want to ask you to be thinking about this, and so I'm going to start this as another action item, is I want to create a document that says the roles of board members, and then I just want to brainstorm all together, like, what are the things you actually do, and we will create a one-page document that we will then put in this new member binder so that when you or anyone else joins the board, they can just say, like, oh, these are the things I do. We will also create one that says, what does the chair do? And what does the council representative member do? And what does the admin staff do? And so that there's just some real clarity about here's how this runs, here's how this functions. Now, those things are always changeable. But to just have a good idea of where they are and before anybody wants to change them, I think that's going to be really helpful. So that's something that we'll work on. So think about board roles. What is your board role here? And really with that, what you have done, and then what you would like to do that maybe we're not doing, but like, you know, I thought when I joined this board I would be doing more of this, so bring that up and let's talk about that. And then defining the roles of the board members, that's the assignment that I want you to do, so that we can be really clear about what it means to be a part of this board. Okay, other things that I want to say from that meeting. One thing, this was an action item I took away, remind Rachel to bill for her graphic designing. Okay? You should be doing that for all of it. Okay. You don't have to work for free just because you joined our board.
Okay, thank you.
All of the times. Okay. Let's see.
Do I send those to you or do I send them directly to Linda?
You can send them to Linda or you can send them directly to, I think, Janice that we go to?
Oh, Janice.
And, yeah, I think that would be fine. Do you think we need to go through somebody else first? Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
You can just fill them in.
Okay. The city also did say we are going to hire a photographer for all events, and that will not be part of our individual event budgets.
Yeah, and on that, they were thinking of having, like, they wanted to hire the photographer so we had, like, a consistency in what the pictures look
quality,
like.
Yeah.
Because one thing we were thinking about is when we're thinking of advertising an event or, like, talking about an event or selling how great our city is, we don't have a lot of, like, materials. Like, we have awesome things, and a lot of the pictures are, like, of my kids at the event. That I'm like, look how awesome this event is, and I'm, like, posting on Facebook, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, every picture I took was, like, of my daughter. That's great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I didn't take, like, general candid shots, and they're just, like, my iPhone of my kids flying a kite. So I think that would really help when, you know, we go to make the Facebook post advertising the next one. We can have actual nice photos instead of just a picture of my daughter flying a kite.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last thing about this is that it is going to be an annual thing. So the next chair or council member representative, you will be doing this next year. The idea in September, October, so that we're ready for November to be doing all of this stuff. Okay, any questions about that? Any questions that you have that maybe we answered and I just didn't update it? Update what we said, what we talked about. It was a really, really good meeting. Okay, there will be a city council work session on October 29th. I am going to that work session, and I actually invite any of you that want to come to be a part of that as well, especially if you will be there. So before every city council meeting, the council members have a work session where it's a little bit more collaborative and a discussion. It's not as formal as the actual.
In this room.
Yeah. So my role at this meeting is to get feedback from the council about our events and if we are having too many events, if these are the events the city wants us to be having. Kind of what Ryan had pointed out, like sometimes it happens that there are two events in the same week or even in the same day, which happened in September. So I want to just get really solid feedback. Are we doing more than you want us to do? And it very much might be that they don't want as many events as we're doing. But I want to have the answer to that question before we go into our November meeting so that we don't continue to plan events that the council member would not like us to do. What time is that?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Here.
So any of you that want to come, I invite you to come. You are not, I would really like for you to come if that's at all possible. And I invite you both to come. I think it'll be interesting, and I think it's great for them to see you. One thing that is a goal for me is to really illustrate to the city council the amount of work that this board does and the amount of hours. So when we were in our meeting, I was telling them like the number of hours on average in a year for a board member here is between 40 to 120 hours. And it's just a lot of hours, and I think most people just would not know. They would have no idea, most council members. Okay, November 12th is our annual planning meeting. Please bring an event overview document with a rough budget request for next year. I have a sample of an event overview that I think I did for the Kite Festival, the one that I sent out previously. So will you take that and then just amend it as it fits more with what it's become and turned into? What about the choir? Does the choir fit solidly under our jurisdiction that we should have some type of documentation on that, or is the choir kind of functioning on its own? What do you guys think?
As far as I know, you're over the. I haven't been given an assignment since
way.
And that's it. I haven't officially been told that I'm, you know, working directly with the choir. I'd be happy to do that, but
I think that would.
I was supposed to do that. I'm sorry. Oh.
Well, I never wanted to step
that's
over
why
his toes.
That you're
so
in charge of this.
No, when you look at it,
I thought I did too. And that's also why every time we're in the meeting, I'm like, so what about the choir?
Yeah, and I'm like,
well, you are a team player. Because
just smile.
Thank you.
The only thing, that's the only reason why I know, because I'm on it, but I'm like, I never officially, so I never really
will you be
tried
our
to step out.
Liaison with the choir.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not stepping
on
anyone's toes. Sorry. So does that fit solidly then under our purview? Okay, so having a board member that is the liaison with the choir works. All right, so with the choir, what would that event overview, it would be kind of a one-page description of what the choir is?
I think what the council doesn't know is, like, what's the plan for how many concerts there are.
Okay.
Because, like, right now, there's a spring concert and a Christmas concert.
Fall.
That would be
fall. Our fall. Mm-hmm.
And then they've performed at the Kite Festival in past years.
Which was awesome.
And, which
mm-hmm.
was awesome. And then they also did the I was going to call it the Pledge of Allegiance, but the National Anthem at a city council meeting.
Right.
And I actually think that was one of the best things that they could have done, because it was like, not only is it just cool and part of our community and we have this cool, amazing
mm-hmm.
choir, but I think it reminds the council this great resource that we have.
Yeah.
And so if we were building out an overview, I would actually love it if it was like, on the council meeting before the 4th of July, or whatever we set it as, it's like
okay.
the Master Chorale always performs at city council meeting. They perform at the Kite Festival. They have a spring festival around this time. They have a fall festival around this time. And then they support the Hallelujah Sing-In or whatever,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of imagine the order.
Yeah.
Am I way out of line?
No, I love
no.
that.
And
okay.
and you guys may not even know that we've sang at other events. Like last Saturday, we sang at the International Conference of the Daughters of the Utah Pioneers at Woods Cross High.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then we sang
Very
at
cool.
the Woods Cross choir concert in the springtime when the guy for
I
years
saw
was retiring.
Yep, Mr. H.
Yeah, so we do other things too.
Do you sing at the fireworks?
No, we haven't sung at the fireworks. No.
That is, would be a really cool thing too.
But we have a stage.
But
we have a stage and we have microphones, and that could be something that it's like, well, we start off with our own choir singing a medley of patriotic songs, and then we have the rock band perform, right?
Mm-hmm.
When for the like the dancing or something. We could
That's the dreaming
things.
Big.
Right?
Yeah.
Like there's things that
I mean there's become it's going on 2 years now, so there's a core of people
mm-hmm.
that are in the choir. I know, you know, some weeks we have 40 and some weeks we have 20, but we do have a base of people, and they know, you know, I think they would be happy to.
But that could also be like our quote-unquote recruiting event, right? Where it's like you perform in front of, you know, basically all of South Davis County, right? Because everybody in the world drives there. And then it could be like, you know, we perform at this time and, you know, want any more information.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wonder, like, what's the scope? What's the dream, right? Like, are they fulfilling exactly what the director, his name's spacing
Brett,
my mind.
Brett. Mm-hmm.
Is this exactly what his dream is? Or does he have another dream that it's like, once a year we're going to perform in this choral something, or we're going to do this showcase, or like, what's the dream, and then how do we get it there?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, my dream's already fulfilled. They sang at city council meeting, and I love that we have this choir, and, like, it's so
Kite
cool.
Festival is my dream fulfilled.
Yeah. So it's like, my dream...
Dreams come true.
Yeah, my dream's already come true. I don't know what the dream is.
Uh-huh.
And maybe just talk to Brett and work together.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'd be happy to
it.
Do that. But,
okay, so for the November meeting, come back with maybe what you and Brett have come up with. So for the year 2020, we want to perform four times,
mm-hmm.
or we'll do, you know,
yeah.
one city council meeting, or whatever that would, whatever else.
Okay,
so bring event overview with a rough budget request, and then bring your volunteer hour totals for the whole of 2019.
Okay.
Calendar. And be generous in your appraisals. They are always low, and I know that. Okay, Event updates. We haven't met for a while because our September meeting was canceled. So these are just going to be a quick review of events that are over and then an update on things that are still pending. So Summer Trails Series review. Overall, I think it was a total success. It met all of the goals that I was hoping it would. It was very small this year, so this will be a conversation for the work session meeting with the council as well as our November meeting if we want to continue this next year. I really like it, and I would love to do it again next year. But if we feel like we're extended too far, we're doing too many events, this is probably the first one to go. Anyway, I think it went really well. So we did 3 and 4-ish. The Get in the River event was loosely connected with the Summer Trails series, but it wasn't one that I planned. I helped support it a little bit. So that would be something for me looking forward for next year is, do we wrap that in? And will there always be a Get in the River event every year?
Yeah.
Okay, so we probably should just wrap that in with the Summer Trails series. Okay, sunset concerts. Will you review some of the concerts since we've met?
So we had the only one we've had is the September one. That was the one we had out here in the amphitheater. I thought it was a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
We had some cool people come up and share their talents from the city, which was a lot of fun to see. What I'm thinking with sunset concert, I think like September, October, there's a lot of stuff happening in the city. And I think that's where we go back to, like, let's cut back and make them really good events. And so what I'm thinking right now is having one in September or October, depending on what the calendar looks like, and then one in the spring, and just having two solid concerts. Since we have the Master Course also performing throughout the year, and then we have the Messiah singing.
It's still 4 a year, and that's what it was always
exactly,
previously.
Yeah.
So.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah. So I think that's, and then we can do a lot more with them.
Do you think you'll do the competition style again?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love that it's local people that are like showing up to.
Yeah,
exactly. I really liked that.
And it was fun.
Great.
They were good. So.
And so coming up for you then, October was the choir. November is
the Messiah singing. So I already chatted with Brett on that.
That's the 17th.
Correct.
And then the concert on
November.
November
17th.
And then December.
We've
got a crit. Well, so here's the deal. I guess we've been invited to sing at the North Shot Lake Christmas party.
Oh, good. On December
3rd? On the 3rd.
That was great last year.
Yeah, so they've got us down for that. And then our concert was scheduled for Monday the 9th. And Brett said, I'm thinking about changing it to Saturday the 7th. And a couple of members piped up and said, we can't come on Saturday. We can only come Saturday morning. Can we have our Christmas concert Saturday morning? We're all like, no. So they moved it to Friday. Is that the 5th or 6th?
The 6th. Friday the 6th of December.
Mm-hmm. Where is that going to be?
Well, it's slotted for here, but, you know, he's very anxious to have it at Eagle.
We can get a piano,
Eaglewood.
Though. You can get a piano in here.
There is grand
a piano.
Here.
No, like a,
oh, like
a nice
real
one.
Big.
The real musicians are super snooty about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they are.
But
it's tight.
I don't
like
either.
We had a full house for our fall concert, and it's tight. You know, by the time you get 40 people standing plus the piano, you know, it's tricky. But he had them slotted up at Eaglewood, but I guess with the decision if that's not, the clubhouse is not owned or
how much does it cost
somebody
to rent?
I don't know.
A piano or the clubhouse?
The clubhouse.
Because what he told us is the reason why they couldn't have it there
on their schedule
is because they would have to bring, we'd have to bring all of our own chairs, we'd have to bring in all of our own chairs. They said they would take out every,
Bring in all
your
own chairs?
He said something, if it's not an event that we want to pay for, the city would have to approve it, that we could use it, but we would have to be responsible for getting all of our...
That's if we don't pay.
If we didn't pay.
But if we do pay, then they...
Yeah.
I think all the tables and chairs are owned by George.
They are. They're owned by George, and that's why it's tied to the rental fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is an option to dream big. No. So let's look at the cost and then discuss again. We'll have
should
November,
I have a try
we'll
to
November
get a cost
12th.
For December or
for December
for
6th.
Year?
Let's get a cost for December 6th and let's talk about it if not before either on October 29th when we're here, or on November 12th.
Okay.
Because let's see what it costs and what the impacts are.
Okay.
Because the acoustics are better there, and it's an opportunity to show off a really cool place of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, let's just see what the impact would be.
Okay.
The Messiah Singing is here.
Yes.
Stuff.
Sunday night.
I will say, in our current budgeting system, we have... We have a good amount of money. So
okay.
Before we move to our next year of events.
Okay.
So with that being said, we should plan on having the other sunset concert in the spring.
The other sunset concert this part, no, that should probably be like a kickoff that you'll start your sunset concert for 2020.
I mean, does it matter?
It doesn't
start?
Really
like,
matter. So the way we've always done it is we kind of start in January, and then we've got this year of events.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. So it
oh, I got
the same
with the planning for the 2020.
Is that what you're asking about for the
yeah,
budgeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I was just
yeah,
for November 12th when we meet.
That makes sense.
Start planning it there and say,
okay.
Hey, we're going to do it this way and this way, because you're saying
yeah.
We did Sunday's, we did this one, we have the November sing-in, and then we have the Christmas concert on December 6th.
Right.
But are you asking about where the budgeting for that would come?
No,
from?
I was
okay.
Actually, yeah. It makes sense now.
Okay.
So,
and maybe
with
December, we may not be able to get that now. $450
for a weeknight or $550 for the weekend.
Friday of December.
That's what it's listed as.
Yeah,
$450.
We haven't used any
right?
of the budget from the sunset
yeah,
concert.
You haven't used any of it?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Can you help design the sing-in flyer?
Yes.
So it's November 17th? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At
November
6th, I think is when we started that last time.
Yeah, 6 or...
6 p.m.
I'll
at City
on
Hall.
The, you know, we have a website.
What?
Is it on that? Does he have the time to?
I don't know. I'll...
What?
NorthSaltLakeMasterChorus.org.
What impact
Whoops.
And items do we need to support that sing-in? Like, if we have to give the assignment to any city staff to provide anything... Is there anything we need?
Is anything.
For this one, no.
Okay.
Someone to open the building.
Yeah. Yep.
And then deliver the piano. Be there for the delivery
so
of the piano.
We could deliver a piano. Yeah.
That's not
I
the
think
plan.
For the singer. Yeah. I think there enough people showed up last year to warrant a baby grand.
I'm in.
I think so.
I'll be there. I loved it.
Do you just want it social media size? I had this whole discussion with Linda.
She told me that. That was in our notes.
Size.
She said that was really helpful.
Yeah.
Because I was doing
yeah.
poster sizes
yeah,
and then
she
was having to take
media.
It and switch it all out, and I got mad at her because she was changing all my fonts and it wasn't what I sent her. And so she's like, well, why are you doing poster sizes? You're not printing posters anymore. I'm like, I don't know, because I've always done it.
Yep.
So it's just
nobody's
social
giving
social
me other
reasons.
Okay. Yeah, that's really funny. So what we'll do, I'll get the piano rental set up, and then we typically hire soloists, or we pay soloists to come and sing. Soloists and then the accompanist, which last year was my wife.
Did we pay her?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You don't have to work for free just because you're pregnant.
What day was this?
Sunday, the 17th of November.
Oh, yeah, I can't see it on here. You don't
and then maybe
honest.
We discuss if. I don't think Brett gets paid at all, right?
No.
That was going to be here, right?
Is that just expected?
That's what they said.
Well, this was kind of his
big
project. Yeah, but a good question is, if this is,
yeah,
you know, under
here.
Our umbrella, mm-hmm. if Brett goes away, then what?
Right.
And is that a job we really could expect somebody to volunteer for? I don't know. I don't know the question, or the answer to that question.
He did used to provide music for us, but now he's encouraging us to print off our own music, of course. Yeah, that's the event's not on there.
This is the third year. You're into the third year now? Is that right?
In December it will be two, in January it will be two full years. So we'll start our third year in January.
So I don't think he's ever used any of the money that we have loosely set aside. So he can do that. And I think the first year, I think it was 500. And then I don't know what you were kind of in charge the second year.
I thought it was probably
1500. Sunset concert was more.
Yeah, it was probably, it was at least 500. So.
Oh.
That's why you can pay to rent Eaglewood.
So I'll help coordinate the Messiah.
Okay.
Singing.
Okay. Then I'll work with him on the
concert. But it'll be,
concert.
What's a good, should we say 6:30? I think it helps, like,
for the Christmas concert,
for the Messiah singing.
Yeah. Oh, may, oh, oh, you know what? I do have. You know what? I do have an email from him. So keep talking. He sent a group email to the group
that
with,
go out of here
with everybody. He did send that.
So for the concert series, you have the Messiah singing in November, and then the choir concert in
December,
December is your sunset concert series.
Yeah.
For that. Okay. Okay.
And then we plan one in the spring for. Because there were people interested in doing a classical, like a local musicians doing the showcase again, the classical. So we just need to plan that out better for.
This is his message. Messiah Singin', November 17th, probably around 7 p.m.
7 it is.
I want it to be 6. Because if you have kids on
Sunday night,
so
let's do 6.
I think 6 would be better. It's a little close to dinner, and that's a little rough, but I almost wonder if it's still better for timing.
Do you think people are going to bring their kids?
I don't know.
I
if
have
they,
kids.
If they're not going to bring their kids.
Not
if they're not going to bring their kids, then 7's better, because then it's like dinner's done, you spent more time with your kids, and then you come without
them.
Can
we split the difference and say 6:30?
I don't know. Maybe we just make a decision and decide who we're supporting.
Because
Messiah really is not here.
Who came last year? Do you remember? Were there kids
there?
There
weren't very many kids.
No, there weren't very many kids.
There was like one or two, maybe.
I can't be bothered with my children. I am there to sing.
Well, if that's the case, maybe 7's better.
I don't remember. Were there other kids there? I can't remember that. That's just me.
Yeah, there
were. Then I would say probably 7.
Then 7, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good. Decided.
All right, I will do a review of the NSL Reads event. It was
awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you for
it was
helping
awesome.
As well and
yeah,
giving you some of your friends to help. So Brandon Mull came. The turnout was great. One thing I feel about our events, we have increased, all of them have gotten bigger this year, but not a ton. And I feel like we're nearing our goal capacity for most of the events. Not for summer trails, but for you guys and your events, we're nearing that capacity. And so I feel like our decision of this last year to make some changes in our marketing, it has not impacted attendance. And I'm not sure that marketing is the most important piece that we're bringing to the table this upcoming year. I feel like marketing was a question that we needed to kind of solve and pin down. But I love the idea of just like really turning out these fantastic events. And even if they're, I don't know how many people were there.
They said 301.
Yeah,
I
would guess probably around 300.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Awesome.
We don't need
it
to get bigger
full,
than
didn't
that.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
I am glad we moved it to the
yeah.
elementary. That was a good decision. And it was great. So Naomi did a fantastic job.
Yeah,
and hopefully she will want to do that again next year. It's a big event. Okay,
I do have to say the author was a good draw.
For sure. And not all of them will be that big of a draw, and that's okay. They all are still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Halloween 3K. Brian, who is the chair of this event, I'm not totally sure what he does, but he got called out of the country for the remainder of October, so he's not able to do the event. He went to China to supervise some manufacturing. Do you know what he does? Isn't he your neighbor?
Yeah, so... he does light manufacturing, importing.
Lights? Like lights?
No, like light. Like,
oh.
Like not heavy machinery.
Okay.
So, like consumer goods.
So he's in China right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the event. And that is okay. I've done it previously, but it is also going to be thrown together.
do you need
help?
That would be great. Well,
are there any specific
you know, it's in 4 days.
I know.
Here's, I talked to David about this. And he said he would maybe say have the answer to this. I am going to buy a bunch of pumpkins from Crossy Ranch, and he said that he would be able to find somebody on the staff that could go there in a truck and pick them up.
I have it on my list.
You do?
Me.
Okay.
So, when?
Whenever. We can set up the time whenever a truck is available. So the parameters that needed to be worked around, one is have them delivered to Hatch Park for that morning. But not before, because we can't just leave pumpkins there. You guys know that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, what I wanted to do is I'll pick them up whenever we can.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
You
can pick them up
right
like
now
tomorrow
that,
and
yeah,
just sit them.
Exactly.
In. Okay.
We were going to put them in the building at Hatch Park, and then
that
I will,
is totally fine.
I'll have a guy up there when you would like.
I can do that tomorrow if you want to pick them up tomorrow.
Well, no. We'll get them up there. We'll put them in the building. So on Saturday, all we got to do is open up the garage doors, pull them out, and ready for you.
This is just around the path, right?
I'm actually just going to put them at the entrance. I'm not even going to... I'm not going to decorate anything in the trail.
But the path is the...
The 3K.
The route. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So where... When would you... When do you plan on doing this on Saturday? Because I'm going to have a guy there with a PA system.
When are we planning to do the what part? Sorry?
The run.
It starts at 9:30.
So when would you like him to be there to open
the
garage and...
To start decorating, like start with all of those pieces? Probably 8:45.
Okay. Because we've got another event, the Ute football. We've got to open up some restrooms for him at Legacy. For their big conference. And then I can have him run up there as soon as he's done with that. Run up there and open up the doors.
Okay.
Help you get everything ready, get the PA system.
Okay, so
the pumpkins out, everything.
And then, so the pickup for the pumpkins for Crossy can happen at any time during the week.
Okay. Who am I getting with?
Let me call them and I'll get some more details.
Do you have my phone number?
To know. Just want to write it on there. Okay, next question that I had for you. I am going to do some signs that I am thinking I'll just drive some rebar into the ground and then put PVC pipes over them for the signs. Do you have rebar stakes that you could bring, or should I just buy those?
No, we have them. What size? How long?
I'm like 24 inches.
We have
them.
Yeah,
for the flags.
That's fine.
Yeah, they're
perfect.
And then
36 inches or something.
Yep.
Okay, so of those, I want to do 2, 4, 6, 8. Do you have a ton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we
have
150. We do 20.
Sure.
If I'm ambitious, I have these really fantastic decorations I would like to do. That they're these ghosts that go on rebar, but that is how ambitious I want to be. So 8, I'm definitely going to use. The rest might be ghosts that happen. Okay, so the rebar, I had a question for you, the pumpkins.
So I'll have them up, I'll bring all the stuff, I'll have everything up there.
Okay, yeah, and if it's just in the building the pumpkins, that's great. And the PA system then will be set up, and will there be someone there to manage it and monitor it? Great. And then...
Then what time? You want him...
Just open the building at 8:45, and then the PA system ready to go by, like, 9:15. And that's the only piece that he'll... Oh, and tables. Last year, or 2 years ago, I guess, when I was in charge, the Public Works brought some tables. And let me think for just a second.
Dance.
2, 3, 4. Do you have 4 tables?
I don't know if we have, they're not all the same size, but.
That's fine. They're not going to be next to each other. 4 tables. Okay, I think that's it.
What do you need from us?
Okay, I want a poster. I'm going to print off 2 big posters. You know the vertical of the graphic?
Uh-huh.
I want that whole thing and then just not the event details. So it just says like North Salt Lake. It's got the thing, North Salt Lake City, Halloween 3K. It's going to go on a photo backdrop. So I'm really excited about this.
This is awesome.
We're going to do a big photo backdrop setup with balloons. And I hired this person to come in, and she does balloons. That's her business. And she's going to do this 8x10 photo backdrop of the balloons. And then I'll print 2 of them if you do the graphic. And I'm just going to put those 2 in the upper corner so families can just go like take a picture like, hey, this was us at the race. So
that's
is
so cool.
Maybe, and the pumpkins may be the only decorations, depending on how ambitious I am. And then Donut Kebab is the truck, right? Is that what it's called?
Donut Kebab.
They're coming, and they're doing that exact thing. So we're hiring them, and they are going to, I can't remember what the details were that we talked about. It's probably in my book here somewhere. But we worked it out to, it is here. No. He's going to come, and we're prepaying for a certain amount of donuts, and he'll be here and just like hand them out. They're the mini ones, so
that's
they come
so
in like
awesome.
Little trays, so they just got like little mini donuts. Mm. And then we'll just have bottled water, and then maybe apple cider, again, depending on how ambitious I'm feeling. And then
Taekwondo group asked that these be handed out if you're doing any sort of like...
The bags.
I don't know if you're doing bags or what you're doing. Okay.
So that would maybe be something to help. Or if your group, do they want to put together ghosts?
Probably not at this late date.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what I
feel
like. So... The other thing is to put together the bags. So I still need to order these, But don't worry, because Amazon Prime is a thing.
Yeah.
We're just I'm paring down the bags as well. So in years past, those like swag bags have been a lot of miscellaneous things, and I can say that because I was in charge of that. I just don't feel like that's a great thing. And as a parent, when I get those bags, I'm like, oh, okay, everyone gets a tattoo and everyone gets a stamp, and those all go straight in the garbage. So last year, Sarah did such a cool thing with the water bottles, and I feel like that was like a solid thing you get to take home, and we still have ours. This year, I'm going to do books. So it's children's, well, I'm going to have three different books, and each bag will have like a book and I think a glow stick and then a little note that like, hey, you know, enjoy this book, Happy Halloween from North Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And they'll be set up on three different tables so people can go to the table that they want to for the age book. So there'll be like a board book and then like a middle reader's book and then like a novel type book. Yeah, so that just putting those together, I'm going to do 200 of those. That's about how many they've done previously. And then if we run out, we run out. So I'll put these in the bag.
That's awesome.
Are you going to do the bags that morning, or what do you...
Well, Amazon Prime will tell me when I do those bags.
Oh, wow. As far as stuffing them, or...
As soon as the things get here, then I will stuff them. And it's 200. That's not a ton. That's... Especially, there's not as many things going in them as there have been in years past.
If we need to stuff them that morning and, like, get here at 8:45, and then just have... Because the Youth Council wants to know what they need to do to support it. And
like, okay, did they talk to you?
Yes.
Oh.
So in past years... like they've marked the wristbands as they
run
by, or they've held out like we did the popsicle sticks that one year where you like hand the popsicle sticks as you do your five laps.
So did you talk to Annabelle?
So I talked to James,
okay.
coordinating, but I wasn't sure if you needed him or not.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I assume we do, but we need to key up Annabelle.
How long ago is that you talked to him?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, great. I'm in touch with Annabelle.
Okay.
And as far as I know, they're planning. That's why that
good.
Made me panic. Like, are they not planning on coming?
Because
I'm 100% planning. Because
I was talking to him, and he was like, nobody's even said anything. They don't know what's going on. And I was like, well, let me see what I can find out. But Annabelle knows. We're good.
I hope so.
Okay.
Brian forwarded me an email that she had. Oh, where's
that? Well, that's because when that happens, I put James and Brian in contact with each other. And was like, solve this, contact each other. They're like, okay, we're going to have
So maybe that was when
it started.
Brian sent that email. Let me.
Okay.
I just want to check the email to see if it does include Annabelle.
Okay.
Because maybe I'm thinking that she's a part of that, and she's really not. Yeah.
Okay.
She's on the email.
Because they would be great at stuffing those and like putting them on the tables and handing those
out.
And
I want them to man those tables so that people... What I didn't want to have happen is people grabbing more than one.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to pull the book out and like, well, because like for me, I have four kids and I don't want four of
the
same
book.
So I don't want them to pull out of one bag and like, so let's go get this other one. Like, just show up, just pick up the bag and then on your way. Yeah. Okay. I think I am still new to popsicle sticks and I'll have the city council manage that.
Okay.
In the last 2 years, we have done a DIY face painting station, which has been really, really cute. But I feel like that is one area to maybe like up the level. So I'm trying to hire a storyteller to come and do like 20 minutes of just telling scary stories. But there aren't a lot of storytellers out there, did you know, that want to do this? So if that doesn't happen, we'll do the DIY face painting station, and we still have all of the supplies for that. If that does happen, I will just do the storyteller. Okay, so that is it. So if you, I guess, wait until the Amazon order comes, and then maybe I'll ask for some more help. Other things that I'm forgetting, I should remember. Okay. Public Works update?
Oh, we have some stuff. So I got an Eagle Scout that's doing a project up at the Wild Rose Trail, the lower half, so between, you know, Eagle Point Drive and Parkway, that section that went down through the landslide area. So he's going to go in and, like, trim some stuff back, clean it up a little bit. There's a spot in the trail where the willows have completely overgrown and you can't pass through without being whipped to death by them, so they're going to chop those back and hopefully get the trail a little bit more usable.
So this is up into the loop?
So if you went across from Parkway Drive up where the landslide was and kept going up to Wild Rose Trail Park.
Okay, so these are on... So it's just on the, like... There's not a trail there, really.
There is a trail.
There is a
trail?
I didn't know that.
So basically, if you're at Trailhead Park...
Okay.
And you went directly west, you'd run into Eagle Point Drive, that street right below it.
Okay.
Right? If you go across, there's a crosswalk there.
Okay.
Go cross that, then go down. It meanders through...
And there's a trail there?
The trail system.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes behind the tennis court and the landslide area, like you were saying. But since the landslide had happened, it kind of...
We close
it
off.
Still,
for
the trail's still
time.
There. Yeah, trail's still there, but that's where they'll be doing the work.
So he's gonna clean it up a little bit and kind of make it so it's more usable again. So that'll be happening on November 2nd, and we're just dropping a trailer off and garbage bags for them. So that's kind of all of our involvement.
Yeah.
So if you want to go up and help them out, then feel free or whatnot. Just wanted to let somebody know that was going on.
I just saw the bike repair station that I think was an Eagle Scout project at Wild Rose. Is that pretty new?
It's within the last, I'd say, 2 months.
That's really cool.
And that's another thing we're working on, is that we just barely got signs for, I believe it's your nephew,
yep,
right?
For his Eagle Scout project.
So he's paint. We've had some, there's a lot of issues up there with bikers as far as like they just cut through the trails. It's kind of dangerous for the kids walking.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done a great job, by the way, and kind of getting with us and thinking about signs and where signs should be. And so we actually just got all the signs. We're going to be, when we get some of these other stuff wrapped up, we're going to be installing the signs, and then he's going to dig the holes and mount the gates. They're kind of, you've probably seen them on like the trail systems. I don't know. They make you kind of get off your bike and walk.
Mm-hmm. Like
but they'll be, yeah. And so basically anything in the park, bikes aren't allowed anymore. Like we want them to go around the trail system instead of cutting through.
Oh, okay.
And so whether it works, we're kind of crossing our fingers. And hopefully it does. Hopefully people. But basically there's kind of locations that we'll put the signs, and then he'll post the bike things, and it'll still have signs that says bike repair station here, but at that point it'll say no bikes beyond this point type thing. So I think it'll be a good really good Eagle Scout project. So we're doing that. Then we another thing we're doing right now is for the gates, they're going to go up to Tunnel Springs. We mounted those. They're tall right now. And the reason why is that we have to cut them down, and because the road slopes, we're going to cut them down. He's building those right now. So those should be done, I would say, in the next little bit. And we'll get those installed.
Start doing the conduit and stuff for all the lighting.
Yeah, we're going to trench conduit from the power.
The lights have been ordered. They're like 12 weeks out.
Yep.
Can
and
you do
then,
that across the winter? We have to wait for it.
No, we're gonna do all the.
Yeah, hopefully we get everything done
and
all the bases poured. So when the lights show up, we're
just mounting
them. Yeah,
so that's
cool.
we'll be doing that in the next little bit, and then we just got through redoing the porter's takeout, the mat, digging it all out, put gravel in. We'll have all that mat fused, so it can't really go anywhere. Yeah, that's kind of what we're working on now, and then all our irrigation blowouts and stuff.
Small issue with a dog waste problem at Stone Park.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that, yeah. Somebody took a bag of dog poop and threw it on
twice.
The slides. On two different days?
Yeah.
Three times.
Three times?
Oh,
gosh. Three?
Is it a mad person that sees it? There's
yes.
poop there
yeah.
and gathers
that's
it up.
Right,
and
so... The problem is with that is they're actually, kids are getting
out.
In the trash and picking it out of the trash cans and throwing it all over
the place. Tearing the bags open and then getting it out.
Oh my gosh.
So
that can't possibly be kids that have parents with them. So
I have no idea. If it keeps happening, we're removing trash cans. It's just, that's insane.
Yeah.
We're not going to have fecal matter all over the...
Well, and not to mention, I got tons of complaints about it the first time because there was... Like a poor parent that like Clorox bleached
mm-hmm.
the whole slide
yes.
so that their family could use it. I mean, did you?
I know that guy, and he lives on that street. And his kids actually play at the park without a parent there a lot, but they for sure were not the one. Well, I wouldn't think they were the ones that would do it. But like he cleaned it up, so
yeah.
he took care of it.
And then then we got it on that weekend. That same it was like a couple days later. We went in there, removed it all, pressure washed it all. And then we've had to do it one more time.
That's horrible.
Is that down in Foxborough?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there a dog park next to it? Why is there
no.
so much poop in that trash can?
There.
People
well,
are picking.
All the public.
The problem is we have so many
of
those stations.
There's just a lot
that people literally just rip. I mean, they're actually destroying all of our pet waste stations because they go through and they try to pull
Oh, they're still in
you
bags.
Know, 20 bags at a time. It rips off the prongs. They take all the garbage. It's like,
oh,
it's a maintenance nightmare for us. Oh, we spend hours a week, every week.
Maintaining
like,
the trash bags?
Yeah, just making sure people have those. And then they rip them off and destroy them. So we're constantly just going back and repairing
that's
them.
Amazing.
And it's like, what are we doing?
It does amaze me. Who are these people?
Yeah.
So that stone park, I guess I would say it doesn't have lights, and I don't think it does, but I'm not
no.
really thinking
no,
this is
no
happening
lights.
At night.
No.
I think this is happening in the day.
I mean, none of the pocket parks really have lights,
and
other,
yeah,
other
and
than
I'm not
street
sure
lights.
Really want to... I'm sorry. I don't know. Is there anything we can do?
No,
like,
no.
Do you want
it's
us
just
to post about
just
it on.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
If you see somebody.
I don't know. It's weird that kids think that's funny. I mean.
That they want to touch poop.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting.
I don't
so
think they're touching it. I think they're throwing the whole bag at the slide.
Cutting
to
and
then
it's
playing with poop.
Even that, I
diaper.
Agree.
Like,
I totally
saying.
Agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I might post something. I don't know. I don't know. That Facebook page gets. Intense. Are you guys on that Facebook page?
No, I'm
you?
Not on Facebook
what
at all.
What Facebook
you
page?
Are. Oh, Foxborough.
Oh. I'll take the heat, though. I'll post about it. That's not a problem.
Ryan, you're so nice.
That's my job. Like, that's what I'm for, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'll do something, because that's crazy.
Yeah, we want to, I mean, we want to provide, like, the pet waste stations are there for a purpose for people that... As they're walking the dog, they can grab one. I mean, it's not a big deal. And
they're nice to have.
Two bags come off pretty easy. I mean, but when people do that, I mean, I've seen kids do it, and actually people, and they'll just sit there, and like it's a dispenser, and they'll
and just let it fall on the ground?
Oh, they'll be all over. And then they'll take them, they'll have like a stack. Like, I see people do it at Hatch Park all the time. And I said, hey, do you need so many bags? Just really nice. I'm like, hey, do you need so many bags? He's like, puts in his pocket and just walks away. I'm like,
what do you think?
I don't know. It's weird that people
weird.
Take that many bags.
Do they allow dogs?
Do you know how much those bags cost? Like at the dollar?
We spend about
they're about a nickel a piece.
Yeah, we spend
a pack.
The only one
no.
they don't
the
like
actual
is
bags
because of the splash.
Yeah,
yeah
oh, I didn't
we
know
spend
that.
We spend well over $1,000 a year.
Just
oh
on
my
back.
Gosh!
Got in your post.
But I mean, we have like, I can't. I mean, right off the top of my head, I can't think of exactly how many pet waste stations, but I bet you there's like 20.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
There's so
that.
Many.
Huh.
So.
Okay. Thanks for.
And
doing
we want
that.
To, you know, we want to, you know, provide it, and but it just it's a lot of maintenance, it's money, and
time,
so
yeah.
Yeah. So we want to make sure that everyone has them, not just the one guy that decides to take 20. Sure, 30.
What's the latest on that property right next door to that park? It was going to be a steak center. Is it
so
owned privately right now?
It is.
By the church or by the private owner, someone else?
So I'm not sure the legal status. I can look it up, actually, because I might be able to be there. But it was donated originally as part of the platting of the...
Oh.
And so that's usually what happens is, like, the developer... gets it platted for a church and they just like donate it over.
Mm.
But the...
Did they donate it to the church or did they donate it to the city?
No, they donate it to the church.
Oh,
or
okay.
They ask to buy it or they do something.
Okay.
But the issue here is that North Foxborough is a planned development. And so in the zoning for North Foxborough, that is zoned for a church. And it can't be anything else until the city council changes the agreement for the planning. And so if it reverts back to the developer, because I don't know how the rights work, it might revert back to the developer if they don't build the church or something, then they're going to want to build something there. And then that's
the church
be,
still owns it.
The church still owns it. It's on the planning.
Yep.
So it's going to want to be something. So there was lots of discussions at city council about if we were going to have a library, could we do it there, and could we buy it, and could we support the library, and basically the county isn't going to work with us at all on it.
About having a library here?
Yeah. So the latest update we got from the county was that if we built the building ourselves, and we provided all the curriculum, all the items, all the circulation, I mean, if
okay.
we provided all the circulation, and we provided all of our own staff, it might allow it to exist.
What?
So they wouldn't, if we even built the entire building, they wouldn't provide the circulation. And if we built the entire building, they wouldn't provide the staff to maintain it.
How long ago
was that?
Or it couldn't
be called the Davis County Library.
Right.
Yeah.
It would
so
just have to be in North Salt Lake.
So we could do that, but then we could have to like issue cards and we have to manage it. And then do we have to like where, like a lot of expense and a lot of costs. So the.
How long ago was that report?
Not too long ago. Now I know that the head librarian for the Davis County has been replaced, is retired. So maybe the library vision is different. But
did they come out here and do a meeting and talk about it?
We meet with the county commissioners frequently. It's always like my big concern, but they just have their vision of library services is vastly different than what
so
I would
who's
like.
Okay, so oh, probably 3 or 4 months ago, I called the library to talk about the NSL REITs and to get them to come out and do cards. And we were talking about North Salt Lake, and I said, hey, you know, this is an issue of interest. And the person that I talked to, and I can't remember who it is, but I could find it somewhere, was super supportive. And they told me that if you give us a location, we will do a temporary library. We will bring all the circulation out, and we will man it if you just give us an empty building. We've also done like Amazon-style lockers. If you buy the lockers and build the lockers, people can order books online, and we will go deliver the books to the lockers so that they can just go get the books. And they were really, really supportive.
That's
this was
awesome.
Like 3 months ago. Has that retirement happened in the last 3 months?
The retirement has happened.
Okay.
But it might also be like a difference between like senior level management and the actual people that love books and and like do the day-to-day work.
Well, it wasn't
work.
Like
people
a staff
may,
person. I
may
asked
love it.
To talk to, like, who can I talk to about the
so
this.
We, because that's fun. Something that we've definitely wanted in the city. And when the Davis County Library System decided to rebuild Bountiful's Library,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't retrofitted for earthquake, so if they're going to have to tear it down and rebuild it, we said, we need to build two small ones because we need one in North Salt Lake. And they wanted to move Bountiful's even further north because Bountiful City wants to move their city hall to be like closer to the Bountiful Tabernacle and in like that Main Street area. And so we were like, well, you're going to move our only library services further away from us. And then basically it's a stone's throw away from Centerville's library.
That's what they told me. Bountiful and Centerville are too close.
Like, why would you do that? And because those are way too close and they don't support us. And they didn't want to support two libraries. And we said, well, then make them both way smaller and do it so the cost works, but they weren't in support of splitting it, and so we didn't get there.
So is this coming from a library person through the county commissioner to you?
Yes. So the county, one of the three county commissioners is in charge of the Davis County Library System, and their response is, we won't support it, we won't provide curriculum or circulation, we won't provide staff, even if you build the entire building and give it to us. We won't maintain it. We'd have to maintain it. I mean, it was like super antagonistic. They weren't going to support it at all. And we need that change. Like that's a vision that I've always wanted in the city, is having a library. And I also think that there's lots of ways that we could do it. I mean, we're redesigning Hatch Park, and we could integrate a library into the redesigned Hatch Park and like provide a lot of services. Plus, we use the term library, but a library is really like a senior center, an event center, a community gathering place, a place that has like community classes, a place that, like, there's so many things that we could run out of that. The North Salt Lake like rec program in the summer could run out of the library. Like, there's all these things that could happen, but there hasn't been a lot of support from the county system, and I just don't think North Salt Lake has enough money solo to like build it and run it off our tax base. And so I know that the library system, like, they're having to rebuild Clearfield and they're having to rebuild Bountiful for earthquake, and like they have other costs, but you can't even say we're on like a 10-year plan. Like, there is no plan in which we're ever providing a service. So it was very disheartening.
And that conclusion was also met with, and so be it. And because my conversation was more, so let's come up with a plan.
Well, I would
and
support
that
any
wasn't
plan, whatever we could do. So
That's disheartening.
Whatever we could do on it, because it was very like, yeah, the current plan is we'll never provide services ever.
Oh, is that being filtered through the commissioner? So does the process have to go through the commissioner?
The commissioner makes the decision and sets the budget for the library.
So if the library came to the commissioner and said, we want to do this in North Salt Lake and we want this budget for it, the commissioner would, it sounds, quash this.
Or
this
could.
Point. Okay. Well, that's disheartening.
They could also turn that land, if they change the zoning and the city council voted to change that zoning by the park, it could be homes or it could be something. It's whatever, the zoning right now is for a church and that's the only thing it can be without a zone change.
Okay. We got off topic. Are there other public works updates that you
Other than road closures this weekend, so Eagle Ridge roundabout from Highway 89 to the roundabout will be closed. The roundabout itself will be open. So we're redoing the pavement there. Also up on Centennial Drive, it probably won't affect more than a few homes, but there's some pavement there that has to be replaced. And then Center Street will be closed on Saturday from like 7th West to Redwood Road. They're doing a storm drain tie-in, but it should be open by the evening.
All right. Is that going to affect people for the 3K?
Oh, that was a good point. Yeah. It's closed what time on Saturday?
Yeah,
it'll be
closed
at 8:30 to 8:30.
Well, that's...
But there's a detour around it that will be set up, so you should be able to easily get around it.
Yeah, but the detour is long, so that we should at least post about it, which I can do. That's no problem.
Isn't it
yeah.
closed?
If you're coming on, if you're coming from Foxboro, go up Foxboro Drive by the Burger King, and then to 7th West, and over to Center Street, and then you can go straight up.
Oh, you don't have to go all the way up.
You don't have to go
to
11th North and then cut back on.
No,
the
you can if you want, but you can also go through 6th North to Foxboro Drive.
Okay. Okay, so then that gets us back to you then, City Council, if you want to say more about library or
sorry,
what else
I've talked,
you want to talk
I've talked
about.
So much, I apologize. Okay, reminder, set your calendar for December 3rd for the Christmas party. So that's technically like our December meeting, but it's just the Christmas party. It's that night, and I can't remember the starting time, if it's 6 or...
What time is it, or when is it? December.
The December 3rd Christmas party. It's always been the first Tuesday of December, and Linda will give us more info as we get closer. So I'll update again in our November meeting, but I just want to make sure you have it on the calendar.
Is that
it's
like a plus one or like a family?
It is. It's a plus one. It's a plus one Christmas. And really what it's always been is just like a dinner with the choir performing, and then the mayor usually says a few words, and we just like sit around tables and interact with people. And it's always been just really fun.
Yeah.
So
looking at the third?
Yeah. Tuesday the 3rd.
That's nice. Did you go last year?
Yeah.
I didn't remember because I had a brand new baby.
So set that on your calendar. The other thing is that we have our long-term planning and our advisory maintenance kind of as our park feature, and we have a cool long-term planning thing that is right on the agenda for redoing Palmquist Park.
Mm-hmm.
So because of unknown with the... pickleball courts and what we're doing with Mathis. They want us, the city council has asked that we focus our directions and come up with an official approved plan that we recommend to the city council for Palmquist Park on what we want to do. And so decide exactly
what
we need.
What's the time frame for that?
I think as soon as we can come up with something, the sooner we can get the bids run and then have it be approved by the city council. Because I think...
Do you want that to be on our November agenda then?
If it could be.
If it's not in November, it's not going to
be
brought up
until
January.
So if we could do it in November, I don't know if it's even possible. Do you want to talk and see what the likelihood is? We have kind of our three designs that we had like pre-prepared and like what we talked about. Remember what I'm talking about? For Pompous?
Yeah, it was slides on grade.
Yeah.
We talked about a zip line.
Yep. So if we... we're able to make kind of a recommendation and vote on it in November, that would give the city staff time to send something out to bid and come back to city council in January and have something to vote on with the new city council. So
Okay,
do you want to just see talk with Dave Franson and see like if that's even possible or if we have to move?
If I remember right, we talked about taking out the parking stalls, right?
Yeah, we would move the parking stalls all the way out.
Just street parking.
And just do street parking. Yeah. But I think that was kind of the idea that the sooner we can vote on it and make a recommendation, city council's decided that like that's the park that we're ready to move on.
Pickleball is definitely going in Mathis.
Pickleball
still on.
Is undecided. Okay. They want pickleball, but they're not sure where they want to pay for it because the question is still, if we spend the money to put it in Hatch Park, then we want to design the new park around that because we don't want to rip it out again. Mm-hmm. And they're not sure if we want.
We're ready to do that, right?
Well, yeah, since we haven't even designed it, are we going to now design it around something or are we going to have a blank slate? There is one other update. So the pickleball group came again and talked to the city staff, and the city staff had reached out to the Club V Volleyball Center. So this is a 14 volleyball court facility down by Legacy Prep Academy. So it's like the sewage treatment plant across the street. There's this big giant building. And they don't use all of their courts all the time, and they can convert like the end of their facility into pickleball courts. It'd be an indoor and it would work in the winter or at night. But the problem was the surface of those courts were designed for volleyball and not designed for pickleball, and I guess the ball bounces differently. So if you're a big time pickleball person, it was like no go. If you're gonna do a pickleball tournament or you're gonna do something, this is not for us. It sounds like Club V may want to do like a public-private partnership, and they'd be like, we'd be willing to resurface them if we wanted to do like an official tournament or do a league or do something. And so the city was going to look into that. Kind of in line. So the city runs the soccer program for children ages 3 and 4, 5 and 6, and 7 and 8. They run it in the fall and in the spring.
At this place?
At Hatch Park. Oh, okay. And the Legacy. They do it at Hatch Park in the fall, and they might go back to Legacy in the spring. They're still deciding. And the group from the city that runs that just had a baby, brand new baby, but they're going to come and present to us on to us.
Oh, cool.
On how, like, what they're doing and how that works. So that provides a service. That provides a service to a younger audience in our city, but we're not really providing like a recreation service for adults in our city, and so that's why this pickleball league may be a way to provide a service to adults, so that could be a part of a league and be a part of like an official North Salt Lake league. So that's kind of in the works as well. That affects us. So those are my big updates.
Thank you. Okay, chair notes and open topics. Anything else you would like to bring up that we didn't talk about yet? Questions? Anything that you want me to put on the agenda for November? Okay.
That's a long meeting, right?
That's a long meeting. Yes.
Okay.
And we will have some food available. And
do you have preferences for food?
I don't. We had some food restrictions in our last year that we don't. I don't think we have anymore. So I'm fine with anything. Like, pizza? Sandwiches?
Yeah.
I don't care. So, are you going to do that? Is David doing that? Is Sally doing that?
I'm sure it'll be Sally and I.
Great, that would be great.
John's a chef, you know that?
Yeah, he can go and buy it just like the next person.
He does
Will
do
Sally
a mean
cater
oatmeal every morning.
Probably,
yeah.
If we want them to.
Yeah, so the city council rotation, I don't know, like, there's a list of businesses that are just on the city rotation so I don't know if you guys know about this, but for the work session at 6, all the city council members come straight from work usually, and so they provide meals, dinner for city staff and the city council. They eat those during the meeting. So next week, when we're at the city council work session discussing our items, don't be offended that the city council is going to be sitting around eating while everybody's talking, because that's what that meeting's for,
mm-hmm.
a way to eat and get work done. And then city council starts at 7. But I know that there's just, like, there's like a list of businesses that have requested to be on the catering list, and then I think Linda just like goes down the list and rotates through and just calls the next business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I honestly, since it's like a city function and it's like the city list of caterers, I would literally just like grab the list, and I know that like Atlantis Burger's on it and Chili and More's on it and like Scissors on it, and you know, I would just grab that same list and just do an order.
I'll tell you what, I'll grab the list and kind of narrow it down, and then I'll email it and see what you guys like,
okay.
And hopefully it's
yeah.
At least two likes.
No,
one.
No.
That was the wrong.
I'd be eating grass outside.
What did you say?
I said Sally should pick what she likes, and they will veto that.
Absolutely. Let's see if there's any
not
thing
on
that is actually healthy around here.
Kimchi and cardboard and
bone broth. Wait, did we see these?
No.
Yeah, okay, so these are done.
Oh, awesome.
Also, I should have brought this up when you guys were talking.
Oh, this looks nice.
Okay, so at the end of our meetings, I want to be, one thing we discussed at our staff meeting was being more focused about action items. So I'm going, my action items, I am going to confirm with Naomi what her feelings are about remaining on the board. Everyone will brainstorm ideas about what your role is as a board member. Bring an event overview document of your event with a rough budget request. I am going to coordinate with TJ about pumpkins. John is going to talk to David about if we should be talking about Palm Coast Park at the November meeting and if we're ready to go forward with that, right?
Yeah. I thought you were just going to do the recommendation and then we were going to...
So we should just put it on the agenda for that meeting.
Yeah.
But you got to have whatever material you need for the three diagrams ready for us to discuss it. But I think you guys are ready.
I think we already have that.
I think you do.
Okay.
So I think we're ready to discuss it.
Check,
but just double check.
Agenda
item. Because we had those...
Okay.
Yeah, I think we had them already kind of made up.
Yeah.
And everyone was... We just need to pick one you guys like.
Kay.
So I will put that on the agenda then. And that is all I have. You have some graphic design assignments.
Yes. The
you're
going
to talk to Brett about next year plans. Do you have anything
of
your action items?
Booking some musicians.
Okay.
Scene.
Oh, yeah.
Piano.
I have one other thing. So... This is a good time while we're going through this, and if it's not too overloaded, but think of any like park maintenance type improvement things that we want to carry out in the next year, because starting from like November through March is budget season in the city, and so the sooner I can submit like what my budget items are or what I really want to get done, the better. And so like I think that just be brainstorming about those items, because since I won't have an event to talk about during the annual planning meeting, I think I'll quickly go through some of the budgetary items that I kind of have envisioned, and then I want to get your feedback on like what we're thinking. This is like starting the year for our
Do you
budget.
Want that as an agenda item for the November meeting?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
This is like we went through each of the events, then I could just do my like budget update for the next kind of year, even though like the next fiscal year isn't through July, just it helps in a calendar year to like think through what we're doing for the budget.
Other things you want me to add to the November agenda? Anyone? All right.
That's
we are adjourned. Thank you very much.